But the second meaning is what is meant here, that what is called is isal ila al-matlub, meaning that what is matlub, the guidance that is matlub, the people do not reach that. Meaning, to actually get guidance, to attain guidance, to achieve guidance, that is also known as hidayah. So one hidayah is Allah guiding somebody, showing him the way, and the second step of that guidance is actually achieving that guidance. So la yahdihimullah means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let them achieve the guidance because they don't want the guidance. They don't want the guidance in the first place. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them, specifically for them, there is a very painful punishment. The next verse, إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِي الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. What is the consequence of a person who does not believe in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Another consequence is that he will make false accusations, false assumptions, false claims about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the next verse says. إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِي الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those people that do not have iman in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make false accusations against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will find many misguided groups, people that want to, you know, follow their own whims and desires and call it Islam, but in reality they don't really want to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. They are basically making accusations against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that actually indirectly it means that they don't have iman in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place. They don't have iman, therefore they make these false accusations and false assumptions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. And these people are liars. So the word liars has been used here, and it really should be kafirun, disbelievers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the gravity of the sin of lying, that he is actually equating it with kufr. He is equating it with disbelief. So those people that don't have iman in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are disbelievers, right? Those people that make false accusations against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are disbelievers. They are, the word kafir should be used. But instead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word liar to show that lying is such a huge and such a grave sin. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that, does a believer steal? So, أَيَسْرِقُ مُؤْمِنٍ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a verse in the Quran, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. The man or the woman who steal, cut their hands. So it means that a person who believes can, in a lapse of judgment, or by making a mistake, or by slipping up, and by forgetting the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can steal. So he will steal. And then after that, the person asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, a yazni mu'min, can a believer actually commit zina? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, quoting a verse from the Quran, az-zani wa zaniyatu fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma mi'ata jalda, that the zani man and the zani woman, meaning adulterous or fornicating man and woman, give them the prescribed punishment. So he said, yes, this shows that a believing man, when he slips up, believing woman, when she slips up and forgets about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can also fall into this trap of the shaitan and commit adultery and fornication. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, does a believer actually lie? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, no. A believer, one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot lie. He cannot lie. So this verse, it shows us the gravity of the sin of lying, so much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has equated liars with disbelievers. So this is, again, something to point out.